Yud Zayin Amud Beis begins at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Eino kosev lo al aluach v'lo al niyar v'lo al hadiftera ela al megillah nemar b'sefer. When the Megillah Sota is written, it cannot be written on a wooden tablet nor on niyar, which is grass that is ground shredded up and stuck together with glue. Below ala diftero, which is unfinished parchment. Rather, it has to be written on Megillah, which is finished parchment. Shneimar basefer. It says in the pasuk, v'kasaves halosa elo hakoin basefer. Ve'eno kosev lo bekomus. And you can't use as the ink komus, which is a type of gum from the tree that is diluted in water. Ve'lo bekankantom, which is ferrous sulfate. Ve'lo bechol davar shiroshem. Because all the problem with all these things, it's roshem, it gets absorbed in the parchment and can't be erased. It's indelible. And we need the parchment to be erased in the waters. Elo, therefore, one has to use dio. Shneamar, as it says, umacha has to be erased. Therefore, it needs ksav sheyachol limachos, a writing that could be erased. Rashi, Yudzayin Amud Aleph, luach, as we said, shalates of wood, a wooden tablet, niyar shalasavim shekotchim mabidhim otam bedevech, these are ground up shredded grass that you stick together with glue, shekorin glued, veosim kmo or, and you make it, it look, turns into like as if it's a parchment. Diftera or sheina mubad kol tzarko, it's not finished, the parchment, the maliach vekamiach, that it's salted, and galnut, it's placed in galnut, v'lo afitz, it's put in flour, v'lo afitz, and it's not put in galnut. Shayu me'abdin haklafim bafatzim shekorim glish. And they used to, part of the process in making a parchment is putting it into galnut. So it's unfinished, this was not done. Besefer means cloth, parchment. Komus is sraf ha'ilan, maticho b'mayim v'kosev he'menu. Again, as we said, this komos is like a gum from the tree sap, and it's mixed in with water, and you write with it. Kankantom, we said it's ferrous sulfate, which is vadriol or diamant corinoto. Lo bechol davar shirosham, nothing which is roshan, it's indelible. V'nivla b'klaf, that gets absorbed in the klaf. V'eni yecholim chok, and it can't be erased. V'kumus v'kankontom avdi roshan, these are things which are indelible. Ela bidyo shalanu, like our ink, shel sraf, made up of, also of glue, of gum. Gemara, Amarava, Megillah sota shekesava belaila. Psula. If a Megillah Sota was written at night, it's possible. My time, and what's the reason? Asir v'gzira shav, asya Torah Torah. It says over here, k'siv hacham by Megillah Sota, v'asala ha-kohen is called ha-Torah, hazo, says the word Torah. U'k'siv hasam over there, by the Zakein Mamre, al-pi ha-Torah, again it says ha-Torah, asher yarucha ve'al ha-mishpat. And there it says mishpat. Ma mishpat is only in the bayom. You can only judge cases in the daytime. So af Megillah Sota also has to be dafka written bayom in the daytime. Kesava lemafreya. Let's say it was written backwards. Psula. It's no good. Dixiv v'chasav es ha'alos ha'ele. And we learn from the word ha'ele as it's written. Kiksiva. Can't be written backwards. Ksava. Let's say it was written before the sota was makabal on herself, the shvua that the kohen gave to her. Psula, it's also no good. Shneimar vishbia. First it says vishbia kohen is isha, and afterwards it says v'kasav es halosaela kohen b'sefer. So we see that the order has to be that first vishbia and afterwards v'kasav. Next, ksava igeres. Let's say the kohen wrote the Megillah Sota as a letter, meaning without sirtut, without engraving lines that it should be written on. Psula, it's also no good. Why? Besefer marachamana, it says besefer, and alach lemosh misina is that svarim have to be written with sirtut, with underline. Ksava, we're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Ksava al Shnei Dapim. Let's say it was written on two columns, not at one, but like a Sefer Torah is written in two columns. Psula, it's no good. Sefer Echad Amar Rachamana Balo Shnayim B'Shlosha Sfarim. Has to be Lashon Sefer is singular. Has to be written in one piece, not in two or three pieces. Kasav Osachas Umachak Osachas V'Chad. What happened? He wrote one letter, and then umachak, and he erased osachas. He erased that letter in the water. Then because of osachas, and then he wrote another letter, umachak osachas. Then he erased that letter, etc., etc., until he ended up writing the whole Megillah and erased it letter by letter, letter writing, letter erasing, letter writing, letter erasing. That's psula. No good. Why? Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, says v'imida se yishalif niyashem, and then it says v'asala hakohen es kol hator hazos. It has to be all in written together at once. Okay, let's see the Rashi's now on the Gemara. Mishpat b'yom Sanhedrin nafkalan. We learn it from praya b'yom hanchilo. The Mafreya from wrote it backwards. Rashi gives an example. For example, he wrote Yarech Velanpil Batin Latzpos Bimeayich. It's supposed to be written obviously the other way. Bimeayich Latzpos Batin Velanpil Yarech. And he wrote the words in the opposite order. Either Kulo Kaseder, the whole thing written backwards like that, Kulo Kaseder is there, or Achad Mehen Pahefech. Even part of it he wrote backwards, it's also no good. Bashar Kasav Keil Chasad the rest, normally it's still no good. Ha'ele mashma kamoshein sedurim, as it is put in order in the parsha. Yigeres means, as we said below, here too, without underlining. B'sefer amarachamana v'lachlamosh misinai z'tzvarim tzrichim sirtut. All svarim near sirtut. We're on to Yud Ches Amud Aleph in Rashi. Al shnei dapim, it's written k'dapim shel sefer Torah, like we said. Hasuyim amudim, written in columns. We said that's also no good. Kasav achas. And then he erased it, umachka, alamayim, v'chazar v'kasav os, shalachara. And then he wrote the next letter, v'machan wrote, and erased it, umachka. Ad shishlim es kula, until he finished the whole Megillah that way, pasul, it's no good. Nitziv, as it says, it's kol ha-Torah, ad shidehi kula ke'achad, echad, until it's all in one piece.